The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, there was the past, there will be the future, and there is the present. And sometimes we forget that the past was. Because in English, you could have, maybe more grammatically correct, you could say the past is. But the past was, the future will be, and the present is what is. And sometimes we carry with us the past, the history, the ideas, what happened in the past, and as sometimes as very powerful memories. And we then, through the memories of what happened and to some degree the conditioning of the past, we then see the present. We evaluate our life. And sometimes we're focused on the future, and the future will always be an imagination. So people who have vivid memories can imagine all kinds of futures. And sometimes that future is so big and so heavy and so that it has a big impact on how we live now. Sometimes the future is, imagination is dreadful. All these terrible things are going to happen. Sometimes the future is, all these wonderful things are going to happen. You know, I'm going to become Mr. Universe. It'll be great when I buff up and I live in this world of what that's going to be like. But it's also a big burden to spend a lot of time carrying the past with us. It's a big burden to invent the future and live by it. And things can be a lot easier if we're more in the present. And there's a particular way of being in the present that has been very meaningful for me. And that is that probably much more often than you realize, you get to start over in the present. You get to start all over again. When I was living at the monastery in Tassara, the Zen monastery, I worked in the kitchen for a year. And after a while, I understood something about the kitchen practice, the working in the kitchen, what that was like, that, you know, we had to make, depending on the time of year, anywhere from 3 to 6 meals a day. And there were anywhere from 40 to 100 people who were going to eat those meals. It's a lot of people who do not like you if you, you know, screw up with the food. So we would make these meals, and sometimes they would work out, and sometimes they wouldn't work out, making the meals. But, you know, there was always food, but sometimes, you know, it didn't work out so well. And what, after a while of doing this, what I discovered was that I wasn't fired, which was nice. And I discovered that every day when I woke up, I got to try again. Every day was like a new beginning. Well, that was yesterday. We burnt the rice. But, oh, we get to try again. It's like a new beginning. It all starts over again today. Because food's left behind, right? It's all in compost or in the toilet or wherever food goes. You know, that's gone where it's gone. And but now we get to start again. You get to try again. I get to start all over again with a whole new recipe, a whole new batch of rice, a whole new start over again. And this idea of starting fresh, wake up in the morning and start fresh, you get to start again. I've had, you know, over my lifetime, I've had some difficult relationships with people at times. And one of the things that, one of the wonderful things that, how these things have worked themselves out was, those that I'm really fond of, like thinking back, was those relationships where we made a decision to start over again. Let's just start over. Like today, like it's all new. Like it's the next step, and what's the next step, and let's meet. Let's not bring with us what happened in the past. We're not going to sort it out. We're not going to figure it out. And let's just start fresh. And so we did. And it's worked out. It was very nice and very interesting. So to start over, and so the present moment is a place that more often you realize you get to start all over. It's like the next step is a new life. Unless you bring with you all the memories and ideas and the past experiences, associations, and you don't want to forget about those things because then you kind of do foolish things again. Maybe you've done a few foolish things in your life and you've learned. But the idea of that this moment here is fresh and you can start over again and take the next step. Sometimes for me, maybe it's a particular kind of mental functioning. You know, there's people who say they can hear sounds and they see colors. There's a particular kind of brains that work a certain way. I kind of envy them. maybe I have a peculiar brain. But I get a little bit, I have a physical almost sense of time, a little bit, or the passing of time. Like it's kind of like this, it's almost a physical feeling, almost like a seeing of the future arriving. Like it's just here, and it's just full of, it's big, open, vast expanse. This next moment, this next time, you know. So it's like always coming this fast, this starting over again here, this new thing. This idea of starting over again was very important for me when I was in the monastery, Tassajara, where I had a lot of, you know, as a young man and I was trying to figure out what to do with my life. And I spent a lot of time in my head thinking about my life and my future and what I'm supposed to do and should I do service work in some way and help the world and should I stay in the monastery? And, you know, it was actually painful for me to spend a year. Mostly I thought about my days off because when it wasn't the monastic days on, I was distracted from that particular suffering. But when it was the days off, then I was no longer distracted. I was left alone. And so I spent a lot of time thinking and wondering. And at some point I decided that I realized what an abstract world I was living in. I was living in a world of imaginary futures, imaginary activities elsewhere, and it had nothing to do with the concreteness of the life that I was living. And I kind of couldn't figure out my way anymore. I felt this abstract way of thinking. And so I made a decision. One day I made the decision that I would start over. And I would just take the next step, next thing that came my way. And that was a turning point in my life, you know, just to start all over again, leave it all kind of. And it was kind of a peculiar place to start over for the next step because it was Zen monastery. So maybe that was a good choice. You know, if I, you know, if I made that choice at a bar, I don't know where I'd be today. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have to be careful where you start fresh. But you know, I took the next step. And in some ways, you know, my life since then has gotten more complicated, but it's all been followed. You know, I feel to some degree it's been this next step and building on that. But even though it kind of builds all that, I still feel to this day that when I wake up, more often than not, that I get to start all over again. I get to start over again with my practice, I get to start over with my life, and let's see what is happening today. Let's what's this now? I'm not a person, I don't carry with me the past that much, I don't think. I'm more interested in the next step, this meeting, it's just so wonderful, this idea of the next step. The future doesn't seem so. Future is kind of pale. I don't know. This is a vision of my, far in the future, it's a little bit like pale or something, I don't know. But the immediate future that's coming here, it's so full and potential. Just take that next step and meet that, and meet that, and meet that. And there's something great about that meeting, the next step. So that's the opportunity for the present moment. Is that not just a matter of living in the present moment, but you can be in the present moment enough that you can start over. And maybe you, from time to time you make a mistake in your life. Time to time you have something that you regret. Time to time you have some difficulty and challenge that seems too big. And just you can take the next step and not have to carry with you the burden of the past. And you can take the next step and not worry so much about how tall the mountain is. Just the next step. Start over. And maybe starting over will give you your freedom. So that's my thoughts for today. And I hope you have a good beginning. So are you prepared to do the...